Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio and I'm Nia Kaysen. New restrictions to fight against the progression of the coronavirus have been announced in the Alpes-Maritimes. The prefecture yesterday announced a confinement of the coastal zone from Menton to Théoul-sur-Mer for at least the next 2 weeks. 63 municipalities will be in confinement from Friday. These additional measures have been implemented to avoid an outbreak of cases in this territory, which has an alarming incidence rate. Also from today, businesses that are more than 5,000 metres squared, excluding pharmacies and food stores, will be closing their doors, and there will be more controls at the Italian border and at airports. In Dunkirk, the situation is also worrying as a result of the British variant. The incidence rate has exceeded 9,000 cases per 100,000 inhabitants in the territory, which is more than four times the national average. As a result, the mayor of the city has requested an interview with Prime Minister Jean Castex to urgently examine the situation. In the United States, there have now been more than 500,000 deaths linked to COVID, which is more than the two world wars combined. The American president, Joe Biden, ordered half-mast flags to be flown for 5 days to pay tribute to all victims of the disease. In the rest of the news, an investigation has been opened against Francis Lalanne. At the end of January, the singer had called to put the French state out of harm's way, but also to remove President Emmanuel Macron. He was heard by investigators from the People's Delinquency Repression Brigade on February 5th and had the support of many Gilets jaunes. And finally, the legendary electro music duo Daft Punk have split. The French DJ duo announced its separation in a video published on YouTube entitled Epilogue. Formed in 1993, Daft Punk was known worldwide for their style, hidden faces behind a helmet, and for their many hits. Among the better-known titles, One More Time, Around the World, and Get Lucky with Pharrell Williams. You've been listening to The Morning News, and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.